Abuse of MPs' expenses is an ongoing problem on the Czech political scene, and occasionally politicians pay a high price for the malpractice. On Thursday, former Environment Minister Libor Ambrozek admitted he had for years abused the expenses he received as an MP, using them to help finance his new family home. Mr. Ambrozek, who was running for the post of vice governor of the South Moravian region, fully admitted his guilt and withdrew his candidacy. Last year, the acting head of the Social Democrats, Bohuslav Sobotka, was embroiled in a similar scandal. Earlier, I spoke to political analyst Jiří Pehe about what's behind the frequent abuse of MPs' expenses.
Well, I think that the problem is systemic. I think that the whole system of payments to deputies in the Czech Republic has been created in such a way that it is basically very difficult for deputies to distinguish between their salaries and various other payments which they get for travel and so on per diem. So I think that the system is wrong, and the question, of course, is why the system is wrong. And I think it's wrong not because the parliament, deputies and senators would not be able to see it, but because it's in their interest to maintain this system, just like the immunity that they have, which is unusually high and strong in the Czech Republic.
So what is the solution then?
Well, I think that the solution would be, if anyone wanted a solution, it would be simple. It would be to separate those two parts, that is, the salaries of deputies and other payments in a clear way, and introduce rules under which the deputies have to show how much they spend, for example, for travel and other expenses, and they would have to return the money they have not used. But the problem is that this is the kind of legislation that is really not in the interest of deputies and senators, so it will be very difficult to change, simply because the current system, I think, although it's often criticized, and although some deputies occasionally as a result are punished or criticized, in the end I think it's in the interest of the members of the parliament.
I believe in Britain they amended the system in the wake of a similar scandal. Is there no way of putting pressure on Czech deputies, on the Czech parliament, to actually change the system in such a way as to introduce controls?
Well, I think that there is perhaps a way to do that. All it takes is at least one party that is not entirely weak, that is a middle-sized party that would take this up as its objective or program. And it seems that in the current situation, perhaps that there could be such a party, and that's the Public Affairs Party, which had anti-corruption measures and also things such as reducing the immunity of members of the parliament in its program. So if this party indeed follows its electoral promises, then perhaps things could move forward. But at this point it seems that no one is doing anything, and I don't see any major changes soon.
Jiří Pehe on abuse of expenses by Czech MPs.